Hello, this is Rachel from Wellness Services. Welcome to another episode of Mindfulness at Lawrence. We recently had the annual wellness fair, which focused on the theme of gratitude. This practice is meant to focus on that same theme. Gratitude practice can promote a positive mood, provide hope, and increase our resilience to stress and challenges. As we experience positive emotions such as gratitude, our awareness changes. We may feel more open-minded and observant rather than judgmental or negative and critical. Gratitude can also promote a different level of creativity and problem solving. So let's give it a try. This practice was inspired by a guided gratitude meditation on the ChopraCenter.com and by a mindful appreciation exercise from PocketMindfulness.com. These are two additional resources you may want to visit if you're interested in this type of practice. Practicing gratitude allows us to acknowledge the many things we may take for granted and allows us to see aspects of our lives with a sense of appreciation. Practicing this type of mindfulness may provide an opportunity to acknowledge different things in your life from a renewed perspective. So start out by taking a few deep breaths. Breathing in through your nose actually helps you take a deeper breath, filling your lungs more completely. Pause briefly to hold that first breath, then slowly releasing it can help you to feel more relaxed and to begin sitting in mindfulness. Repeat this type of deep breath two or three more times. Then you can let your breath return to its normal cycle without feeling you have to manage or control it in a certain way. As we practice and you notice your mind wandering to other plans, responsibilities, or thoughts, just return your focus to your breath in order to return to the present moment. As we begin our focus on appreciation and gratitude, acknowledge your breath. It is always there as a calming, grounding part of your existence. It sustains and energizes you without any thought. Notice the sensation of your breath, how it feels going in your nostrils, filling your lungs, and then notice how it may feel different as you slowly exhale. Appreciation of your breath and the inner workings of your whole body may come from this practice. Next, acknowledge your mind with gratitude. The mind is often noted as the biggest barrier to being mindful. Our amazing mind, which allows us to engage in dialogue with others and with ourselves. That complicated center of your thoughts and emotions. Acknowledge the ability you have to learn and grow due to your mind. Notice if any judgments or criticisms arise as you do this in an observant way. It's natural for your mind to debate and evaluate. In mindfulness, you can practice acknowledging this and letting it go each and every time it occurs, even if it happens over and over again. Continue to refocus and ground yourself with a focus on your breath at any time that you feel distracted, anxious, or impatient with mindfulness. That ebb and flow of your breath and focus is at the core of mindfulness practice. Gratefully acknowledge your ability to notice a distraction and gently bring yourself back to the breath. These are the challenges that build our resilience and sense of calm. You may also consider experiences, challenges, what we may often view as weaknesses or mistakes. Through a gratitude lens, these are also the experiences that help us grow and develop a stronger sense of who we are, what we value, and how we wish to live our lives. As we end this session, consider how you may share a sense of appreciation and gratitude throughout the rest of your day. And thank you for joining me for this practice today.